In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're invited to be seated. As we continue into this season of Lent in our midweek series on disciplines of the church, one of them that seems so well duh is one that really needs attention. And it's the discipline of the church where it says we care for one another. Caring is both an act and it is also an emotion. I'll begin here. The text is from St. John's Gospel. We just read it. Jesus says, "Woman, behold your son, and behold your mother." In the midst of horrifying suffering and shame that the scriptures that we just read, Christ, our dear Lord, what does he do? He doesn't think of himself. He gives thoughts about his mother. She's standing at the foot of the cross with John. He had at first abandoned Christ the night before when the soldiers seized him. Sometime later, John was at the court of the high priest trying to find out what would happen to his Lord. Now he stood beneath the bloody, dying body of the man who had taught him for 3 years, the man he loved and who loved him. As for St. Mary, surely her sorrow was greater than that of the others there. No one knew Christ longer. None had the same close bond of a mother with her son. Even more, she had known for more than 30 years that this was no mere man, but the true Son of God. From the angel Gabriel's message at the Annunciation, she had been told who this was. Yet, now, this most precious son, this most holy and innocent man, was hung before her, pierced, marked with bruises and stripes from whips and crowned with thorns. Now, how could any mother bear this awful catastrophe? That Mary would watch at all was the wonder, as her soul was pierced by the sword of sorrow prophesied, remember, by Simeon so long ago. Somehow, by God's grace, by God's mercy, she endured the overwhelming agony that only a parent understands. But in the midst of his own agony, Christ took time for compassion. Even in excruciating tribulation, he sees to the need of St. Mary, thus fulfilling the fourth commandment one last time. May we learn this lesson, and I don't just mean my confirmation kids. When personal pain occupies us, may we not be blind to the needs of those around us. Especially our eyes should notice our parents and others in authority to willingly treat them with kindness, dignity, and honor. So Christ gives his mothers into the hands of the one who could care for her as he could not. Christ had lost all his personal property, so he could give her nothing. Although all of heaven and earth is his, yet his earthly life he laid no claim upon anything. He acted as if he was only a slave with no rights of ownership. He did not have a place to lay his head. Even his clothing got taken away from him at the crucifixion. We always like the pictures of Christ being covered up in all those paintings, but he hung there with nothing on. That's how crucifixion was. It was supposed to be shameful to the bitter end. So he could not even give her a scrap of cloth. He does the best he can by putting her in the care and keeping of the beloved disciple, Saint John. If he had exerted his almighty power, he could have provided many riches and palaces and servants to wait upon her hand and foot, but this is not the hour for miraculous riches. This is the hour for shame, humiliation, weakness. So it is up to St. John. He has been called into the church to be a servant, a pastor. He faithfully looks after St. Mary from that day forward. Church tradition states he sold his property in Galilee and bought a home in Jerusalem where they lived for 11 years. After that, they moved to Asia Minor, which we call Turkey now. So this was not a short-term assignment. John did not see to her needs for just a little while and then pass her on to someone else. Faithful to our Lord's commission, he cared for her as long as it took, whatever it cost. We might say we would do such things if the Lord gave us the assignment. But we should realize that our tasks are all from him. Each vocation is a gift from God. I hope we know that. I hope we know that everything that we do for a living, a noble profession, is a gift from God. Each person placed into our care is placed by God. And as a school, there are many of us here who are bearing witness to this every single day. St. John could easily see that caring for St. Mary was to serve Christ. Since the Lord was surely happy with every kindness shown to his own mother, yet we also should learn to see that what we do, even for the least, is done for Jesus as well. We should also realize that Christ, our dear Lord, cares for all of us. As he saw to the needs of his mother, so he sees to yours as well. If he was able to look down from the cross in his state of humiliation and make sure that she was cared for, how much more now will he look down from his throne of glory in his state of exaltation and take care of his beloved brothers and sisters? Often, Jesus commissions those to watch over us. He uses vocations so that others are his hands to aid us. We have doctors, we have firefighters, we have police officers, we have emergency medical technicians, we have teachers, we have janitors, we have everybody who fixes roads, who does everything that makes your life all of a sudden seem to go, well, if one of those things is missing, we notice. That's why it's a Lutheran thing to say, vocation is each a gift from God. Not just those who do protect us, care for us, but in every vocation that we sometimes don't even notice. Often he commissions others for us. He also uses his providence to see that the blessings we need for this life are available. He sends angels as well, often guarding us in unseen ways against hidden dangers. Upon the cross, he purchased the greatest providence of all. He has created a new life, not vulnerable to death. He has prepared a new heaven and earth for you where caring for one another is no hard labor or even taxing on the mind. There he will serve you with tender love and devotion so that every need will be perfectly fulfilled always. But for now, we stand under the cross. Pain and struggle are ours. Our Lord is not lacking sympathy, since he suffered far more and labored most mightily. He knows that we must sometimes falter in weakness, and he sends us his strength for our weary souls. How do you think you get through anything? By your own strength and reason? I've seen too many men crack who tried. Although we may stand alone seemingly for a little while, in this time he sends others to stand for us. St. John has his St. Mary, and even St. Mary her St. John. Each supports the other. It was not only St. John who cared for her, she also surely treated him as a son, since that is how Christ instructed her to regard him. Remember, he didn't just say, oh, well, okay, I got Jesus' mom to take care of. What a huge burden. He was also given a mother, a parent, somebody as dear to him as one who his own flesh and blood would match. So he was also given a gift and not a burden. She treated him as a son because that was her vocation. Here we also see a picture of Christ's church, don't we? The church cares for the needs of her ministers as a mother does her son. The ministers like John care for the church with the gracious word of Christ that has been commissioned to preach and teach in his place. It's a beautiful family headed up by Jesus. Together, church ministers share this house of God together. When this relationship is working as it should, then love and peace, they abound. But when there is just a dysfunctional relationship, then pain and discord may be most severe. So each day it is always to be your prayer. God, make me the person you have called me to be. Create that person in me. I can't change that person. You can, but I'm asking you to change me. Make me not the problem anymore. By your grace, help me to be the solution. Teach me care, comfort, compassion, love, selfless giving. Because I know that everything I give is not mine but yours. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.